Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, one of America's treasured creatures gets more room to roam. Today, Badlands National Park celebrates the beginning of its bison rangeland expansion. SDPB's Leah Cover speaks with Badlands National Park Superintendent Mike Flom about the changes it will bring.
Why bison? What about them garner such support?
Well, I think bison are such an iconic mammal in North America. And in fact, a year or two ago, the Congress of the United States made, and the president signed the bill that made the bison the national mammal. So I think it's, the iconic image of the bison, the romantic thoughts of the Great Plains and the West from the 1800s, the bison being closely linked to the Plains Indians, and they're flat out a magnificent animal, and seeing them in this stunning landscape, I think, is really compelling.
What is the timeline for this expansion project?
Well, we're going to right now. The project proposal is at our contracting office to put in 43 miles of new bison fence and three new auto gates or cattle guards in the road. And if that contract gets before the end of this calendar year, which we expect, then it probably will take about a year to complete. And so we're anticipating that by sometime late in 2018, the new bison range would be open for the bison to roam further east in the park.
And I read that was around 125 total square miles of bison territory.
Well, and I have it in acres. We're adding about 24,000 acres of bison range to the existing, so that the total range would now be over 80,000 acres in the park.
And would you be keeping the same amount of bison there, or do you want to add more?
Well, our biologists are having a healthy discussion about that right now. The purpose of expanding the range is not to necessarily expand the size of the herd, although the expanded range will be good for the health of the bison herd, more grass available, more water sources available. But ultimately, I think that's a decision yet to be made. Would there actually be more bison? Right now we have right about 1,000 in the park.
Okay.
And that's a nice number for the existing range. The new range probably could handle more bison, but, we just have to think carefully about whether that's the right thing for the health of the herd. And so it's possible there would be more bison. But right now, we're pretty happy with the size of the herd at about 1,000.
With the amount you have right now and the amount of space that you're about to have within the next year, what kind of impact will this expansion have on the environment, the native prairie grasses?
We think it'll be good for the health of the mixed grass prairie. Badlands National Park has the largest extent of native mixed grass prairie left in our national park system. And, that prairie evolved with large herbivores grazing on the landscape. And so bison on the landscape actually contributes positively to the health of the mixed grass prairie. So from that standpoint, it should be good.
That's good to hear. what does this expansion mean for tourism in general?
The Bison Range expansion will open up outstanding new opportunities for park visitors to view bison, photograph bison, and learn about bison. Right now, the bison are confined to the western portion of the north unit of the park, mm-hmm. and only people who drive the gravel Sage Creek Rim Road or camp at Sage Creek Campground or hike into the Sage Creek Basin see bison, and that's probably less than 10% of our park visitors.
Okay.
So with the new range, bison should be visible from the main Badlands Scenic Loop Road, the paved highway. So now greater than 50%, maybe 75% of our park visitors will have the opportunity to see bison. So it opens up, we think, a wonderful new opportunity for visitor experiences. The flip side of that is, making sure that visitors are well informed about the hazards of interactions with bison. These are large, powerful, fast-moving animals, and they can cause injury. So we'll continue to work hard on educating and providing information for our visitors to be very aware of the hazards. But overall, it should be a net positive for visitor experience at our park.
Sure. More specifically, what would be some key facts for people to know going into the area with the bison?
Well, first off, stay a respectful distance. If your activity, whatever that is, causes the bison to change behavior, then probably you're too close. And if you're within 100 feet of a bison, you're too close. And so it's just keeping a respectful distance from the bison for both your own safety and for the animal's health and welfare, so that they don't have to change behavior, run away, run toward one, or whatever they might do in response to human activity. So respectful and safe distance is the biggest thing.
I did a little research on you yourself and saw that you have, even though you've only been a superintendent with Badlands for maybe a few years or so, you've been with the National Park Service for a little over 35 years. Is that correct?
Yes, I have.
And what have been some favorite parts of that service for you?
Well, I started my career in Yellowstone National Park and spent the best part of 11 years there, mm-hmm. and that's a great park. And that's where, I learned a lot about bison management in that great park. Worked around bison, had bison in the yard of the residence I lived in. And so my first park and intense experiences, it will always be a highlight of my career. But as I'm fond of saying, my favorite park is the one I'm working at right now.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's Badlands. And Badlands is... it's a world-class national park, and whether it's the stunning vistas, the interesting geology, the treasure trove of fossils, the wildlife, the compelling human history, the mixed grass prairie, you put that all together in this great landscape, and Badlands is a wonderful place, and I'm really enjoying being here at this park for the last 2 years or so.
Awesome. Do you know of any future plans other than the bison expansion that the Badlands National Park is looking at having?
Well, we're starting a planning process this summer to look at the a comprehensive review of the Cedar Pass developed area at the park, mm-hmm. which includes the Cedar Pass Lodge, the park's Ben Rifle Visitor Center, the park's administrative headquarters and residence area, and to take a look at some of these aging facilities to see what kind of restoration or reconstruction or new construction might benefit the park and our visitors. And so that planning process is just now getting underway. And that's not to say that the planning process will result in any changes, but mm-hmm. it could. But any changes that take funding will take time and, need to be well justified. So that's another big planning undertaking that we're entering into now.
So we have an event going on today at 2:30 p.m. at Badlands National Park. Can you tell listeners a little bit more about what you'll be celebrating and what you'll be letting them know?
We will be doing two things. We'll be celebrating the private fundraising success that has made this project possible. And secondly, we'll be publicly announcing the plans for the project going forward with the construction of the bison fence. And so we'll start by celebrating our partners, and in this case, the World Wildlife Fund, the National Park Foundation, and the Defenders of Wildlife, who collectively raised over $500,000 this past winter and spring in order to make this project possible, because we needed a private match of government funds to qualify for the government funds. So we just really want to recognize and celebrate these partners and acknowledge that in today's world, managing our national parks is really a community effort. And we're so grateful that that these partners have come forward. So it's our opportunity in this beautiful park to say thank you to those folks who made this possible.
And where can visitors attend this event?
We're going to hold the ceremony, the celebration ceremony, on the Sage Creek Rim Road, the gravel road that leads to the west of Highway 240, just inside the park's Pinnacles entrance. And we're just going to be just a half a mile or even less than that in on the road, and at the first obvious pullout is where we're going to do the celebration. And the public is invited.
Just wanted to thank you again for giving me a little bit of time to dive a little deeper into this expansion. It sounds fantastic.
Yes, you're welcome. I think it'll be a great thing for the park and the bison and mm-hmm. our visitors. So thanks for checking into this story.
That's Badlands National Park Superintendent Mike Flom. He spoke with SDPB's Leah Cover.